Hi there. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to what? I guess this is the third day of Christmas. Is it Three French Hens? I don't know. Hi there. Anyhow, my name's Keith Black, and as usual, there will be 3 hours of jazz between now and 1 o'clock. The program is Voyage, and it's my pleasure to spend some time with you. I hope during this, maybe this is a quieter week for you if you're actually either have some time off or you're involved in education and there's no school or whatever, and you're having a chance to listen today instead of not being able to. And I welcome you if that's the case. I hope that you stick around. As always, we've got some very good, good modern, current, wonderful jazz with a historical segment. And if you tuned in last week for my Christmas show, it was sort of a one-off. My Christmas show is always a one-off. I play a lot of seasonal jazz, and there is some good stuff, which I think you would agree if you listened last week. Today is back to whatever passes for normal on this program. It's very hard to determine that, but really good stuff. Actually, I'm doing something today, a couple things today that are a little bit unusual. First of all, it may be known to you or maybe not, but I do sort of jazz album reviews and whatnot for the Winnipeg Free Press. And every December, they list their best of in the various music genres. And they sort of require that you list your top 10, and the top 5 have to be in order. You can't just throw a bunch of titles at them and say, doesn't matter which is top and which isn't. You have to put them in order. I really hate doing that. And they know that, but that's the way their protocols are, so that's the way it is. And yes, I succumbed again this year and forced myself to put things in order. The interesting thing is there's so much great jazz, and there's so many who could have got in from the also eligible list, as they say, that my top 10 are a very subjective and at the moment sort of choice. But I'm going to do something today I don't think I've ever done before, and that is the first 5 or 6 albums that I'm going to play today, with the exception of the historical section, which I'll get to in a minute, are going to be my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lists of best albums of this year. And again, an arbitrary list. And if you challenged me on it, I'd probably say, yeah, you're probably right. I should have done the other. But there you go. You got to decide, right? Anyhow, welcome to all of you. I hope you'll stay tuned. There's some really good stuff here. I'm starting off with what I listed as my number one choice, and that is James Brandon Lewis's album For Mahalia with Love. And I'll get back to a detailed description of the albums before I play them, but that's the one I'm starting with. Great album. Following that, Canadian educator, leader, composer Darcy James Argue and his Secret Society, with a terrific album that, again, we'll introduce a little later. Trumpeter Wodada Leo Smith with a very funky album called Fire Illuminations that it really caught my ear this year. And François Houle, wonderful clarinetist from the West Coast, with an In Memoriam album, a tribute album to a friend, and I will again give more details there. Then Australian pianist Andrea Keller, who really knocked my socks off with a couple of albums this year, one that is current that I'm playing today, and an earlier one that I was communicating with her and ended up being able to hear one of her earlier albums that I hadn't heard before. And she is a fine, fine talent and a great composer and very great musician. That's coming up later. Following those top five lists, if you will, is my historical segment. And that's the second thing I'm doing a little differently today. I was playing an album that I'm not sure if I have aired before, that came out in 2016 with a symphonic arrangement of some songs, some tunes by the EST, the Esbjørn Svendsen Trio. And I'll talk a little bit more about EST, an amazing trio that really sort of was a landmark in jazz trios, wonderful music, and sadly ended with Esbjørn Svendsen dying in a scuba accident. Actually, 2 weeks before he was supposed to perform in Winnipeg, I even had my tickets, as had a whole mess of other people, and we missed seeing EST by a couple of weeks. Anyhow, I'm alternating the symphonic tribute to him that was put together in 2016 with a couple of the remaining members of his trio plus a symphony. I'll explain all this in a while. But then I will be playing actual EST. That's my historical segment. And the album that I came up with, it's called Live in Gothenburg. And that's where the junior hockey championship is taking place at the moment. So that's purely coincidental. But I said, okay, there's Live in Gothenburg. Wait a minute, that's where the juniors are. So they're not playing hockey on this album, but there's some great music. And I'll talk to that later on. Following the historical segment, which is an alternating the symphonic and then live versions of EST, will be saxophonist Ingrid Laubrock with Ingrid's album, The Last Quiet Place, which I have sampled quite extensively in the last year. I just love this album, and I'll sample it again today. And then Jean-Tien M.G., pianist out of Quebec, with her album called Walls Made of Glass, and she is also on the top 10 list here. Peripheral Vision, great quartet out of the Greater Winnipeg, Greater Toronto area, and that will take us just about to the end of our show. Great show today with some fine albums that represent some of the range of the best jazz of the year. And I don't know, you probably didn't pick this up, but when I came up with this list, and then I looked at it, and then I looked at it again, and I realized that it was 50% men and 50% women-led groups. How's that? And it tells you that there is some remarkable jazz that is absolutely not gender-specific anymore. It was always thought to be, this is a guy's music. No, it's not. Anyhow, there's the outline for the day, and so stick around and you'll hear all the more details. Getting back to the top, James Brandon Lewis is one of the best saxophonists in the current scene, a very, very fine musician, and has had some wonderful concept albums. His concept album for George Washington Carver was just a total treat. And his latest one here with what he calls his Red Lily Quintet is called For Mahalia with Love. And obviously it's a tribute to Mahalia Jackson, the greatest of the gospel singers and always just loved by the jazz world and a part of them for many years and performed with jazz artists all over the place. It will be the start of our show today. And the group that he has, his Red Lily Quintet, I'm just getting the list out here, along with Lewis on tenor, is Kirk Neufke on cornet, Chris Hoffman on cello, William Parker on bass, and Chad Taylor on drums. And this track is from Mahalia. It obviously it will be noticeable to you as the famous spiritual Swing Low. Here is James Brandon Lewis. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Swing Low, a very contemporary cover of that old spiritual with James Brandon Lewis from his tribute album to Mahalia Jackson. And most of the tracks are well-known African-American spirituals or music with all sorts of references to various other people like Martin Luther King and whatever. A beautiful tribute The music is absolutely avant-garde current, and Mahalia Jackson would probably have just been saying, well, it's very different, but that is very, very beautifully done, and that's what I would say, too. That's James Brandon Lewis for Mahalia with Love. And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live in the studio and at a very quiet University of Winnipeg here where the studio is located. I think I'm the only live person other than the security guy who checked me in. There's just very quiet around here today, but that's what it's like in this season between between the flurry of Christmas and the flurry of New Year, and where we all catch our breath a bit, right? Well, I hope you're catching your breath by listening to some great jazz, which is continuing here. Darcy James Argue is Canadian-born. He now is an educator in the States. He's very, very well-known, and his compositions, he's sort of... I was going to say there's two large ensemble leaders who aren't noted as individual instrument players are Darcy James Argue and Maria Schneider. And both of them, any one of them, either one of them are worth listening to anytime you hear or see an album with their names on it. He is latest album is called Dynamic Maximum Tension, and it's a reference to the life of futurist Buckminster Fuller, and noting phrases that Fuller used in his description of what he was trying to accomplish in science. He was very much an activist for social justice issues, as well as being well known for, I think the first time I ever came across his name was the Buckminster Fuller Dome at the 67 Expo in Montreal. Do you remember that sort of dome there? That was the Fuller Dome. And after that, I became sort of fascinated with how it got there. And obviously, Darcy James Argue has been fascinated with him in this album. It's really great. And as with other bands, again, like Maria Schneider's, if Argue is putting together what he calls his secret society, he ends up with some very fine people. I'm not going to necessarily list all of them, but you got Dave Pietro on piccolo and flute and alto flute and Rob Wickerson on flute, clarinet, whatever. Same with Sam Sadagursky, John Ellis. All of these people are playing clarinet or other reed instruments. Seneca Black on trumpet, along with Liza Whitaker, Matt Holman, Nadja Nuatui, Ingrid Jensen, Canadian great trumpeter and flugelhorn player, Brandon Lee, all these are trumpeters, Mike Fahey, Ryan Keberly, Jason Garchik on trombone, Jennifer Wharton, who has a great album out this year, by the way, on her own, plays bass trombone, a very interesting instrument, and tuba. And there's Jan Wicken on drums, Sarah Caswell on violin. Cecile McLaurin-Salvat actually sneaks in for one track, but not one I'm playing today, because I'm just basically just giving you a sense of this by playing one track from this in the top five of my list of best ofs for 2023. So here is Darcy James Argue. This is a longer track, about 30 minutes or so, from Dynamic Maximum Tension, a great album and a fine track called Winged Beasts.
Thank you.
composer and conductor Darcy James Argue's Secret Society there from Dynamic Maximum Tension, his great album this year as a tribute to Buckminster Fuller. And I was thinking during that playing of album, I've been doing this show for an awful long time, and every year I end up saying almost the same thing at the last show of the year. There's some great jazz release this year. There's just so much in the jazz world that is very, very good. And the hits just keep on coming, as the old saying goes, because it's been a fine, fine year for some great jazz. And I'm looking forward to 24 because it'll be, I'm sure, just the same that year, next year as well. But for this year, that was Darcy James Argue, number two on my best of list, with Winged Beasts, a great track from a great album. And it is 10:38 Central Time here in Winnipeg on December the 27th, sneaking up to the end of the year. We can only hope somehow that maybe next year won't be quite as much a train wreck as this one. I can hardly watch the news day after day. I see those kids in Gaza, and it just breaks my heart. It's just too much. And the risk of too much information. When the news gets too bad, my wife and I just switch over to Big Bang Theory replays and go to bed with a laugh. So there you go. Anyhow, the year meanders on to the end, and I'm going to keep going on some jazz here and get away from the nostalgia of the whatever. Without Leo Smith is a trumpeter in his 80s who just keeps going strong. He's all over the place with being able to have a release that is remarkably different from time to time. Very difficult to pin this guy down. He is all over the place with some marvelous stuff, from big band and symphonic down to small group, and he just keeps on motoring. I hope he goes forever, old Wadada. He has an album this year called Fire Illuminations that, again, was a little different than at least his last few releases before that. This one is very electronic. I've mentioned on a number of occasions when I've sampled it, it really hints to me of Electric Miles, especially with a trumpet leader here. And maybe that's unfair to Wadada Leo Smith, I don't know, but this is funky, hard-edge stuff. And I mention hard-edge deliberately because it's the name of the person, gender unknown, who does the electronics on this album, and is works hard at it for sure. With Smith on trumpet and Nels Klein, Brandon Ross, Lamar Smith, and Bill Laswell. Nels Klein, Brandon Ross, and Lamar Smith, all on guitars. There's three guitars here, as well as a trumpet. Bill Laswell is on electric bass. Melvin Gibbs is also on electric bass. Mauro Rafosco is on percussion, along with Faroon Aklaf on drums, and as I mentioned, an individual called Hard Edge on electronics. This is it is funky stuff. I love this, but it is very much, it puts me in mind of Electric Miles. And as Wadada Leo Smith frequently has on his albums, sort of in the middle of an album, sometimes not anywhere close to the concept of the album, he'll do a track with a name, a tribute name to somebody in the jazz world, whether it's Billie Holiday or whoever else. But this one is just simply called Tony Williams, a reference to the great drummer who actually used to be with Miles Davis way back when he was just a kid, practically. Anyhow, here's Wadada Leo Smith from Fire Illuminations with a track for about a quarter hour called Tony Williams. Thank you.
Thank you.
a very funky Wardotta Leo Smith track there from his album called Fire Illuminations, and I guess that sort of should scratch your jazz rock itch for the morning, maybe? I don't know. It's very interesting, and that man is just unstoppable. His music is always interesting, and it is all over the place, and unpindownable. How's that for a term? Anyhow, Wardotta Leo Smith, that track was a reference and a tribute to the great jazz drummer Tony Williams. And a change of pace again now from another track that has been very widely played by me at home and everywhere else, as well as here over the year, François Houle's Genera Sextet from the West Coast. François Houle plays clarinet absolutely beautifully. I have commented over the years his tone is just yummy. Marco von Aureli on cornet and trumpet here. Samuel Blazer on trombone. Benoit Delbecq on piano. Michael Bates on bass and Harris Eisenstadt on drums. Most of those are Canadians. Benoit Delbecq is not, but he's performed a lot in Canada. And each of them was either mentored by and was a close friend of a man called Ken Pickering, who was the main push behind the creation of the Vancouver Jazz Festival, a very strong voice and supporter of jazz on the West Coast. And from Indigenous background himself, he was a very widely acknowledged and appreciated man. And this is a tribute album. The album is called In Memoriam, and it is clearly a labor of love that all of these friends are playing to express their appreciation and affection for Ken Pickering. I'm going to play, it's not necessarily the major track, but it is one of them, and it's called Requiem, which of course fits perfectly with this concept here. So here's the François Houle Genera Sextet In Memoriam for Ken Pickering. This is